If you've just gotten released from Concord Hospital, Carrie Ann Wood may be giving you a call.
Okay. Do you have any questions or anything? It's at 9:30 on Thursday.
Wood is a medical assistant, and she's working her way through a list of recently discharged patients, calling each one to confirm follow-up appointments and making sure they understand any new prescriptions.
No, that's okay. I'll go over that with you right now. It's actually part
These phone calls are part of a larger movement at hospitals throughout the state and country to reduce hospital readmissions. Nationally, one out of every five Medicare patients winds up back in the hospital within 30 days of discharge. This costs the government big money. $17 billion each year. But Harlan Krumholtz, a researcher with the Yale School of Medicine, says it may not take big resources to move the needle.
A lot of places in the healthcare system require actually additional money to help people do better. But this might be a place where we can help people do better and save money. So that's why it has gotten special attention. It's that potential sweet spot.
Special attention in the form of financial penalties. If a hospital's readmission rate is too high, Medicare now withholds a portion of funding. This year, Wentworth Douglas Hospital in Dover and Parkland Medical Center in Derry were hit with the two highest penalties in the state. Concord Hospital was dinged for a modest $25,000. Its chief medical officer, David Green, says it isn't just money at stake here.
No matter what your perspective is, whether it's the patient or the healthcare institution, you don't want people in the hospital that don't need to be there. You want to do the right thing by people.
So along with follow-up phone calls, Dr. Green says the hospital is making sure patients are scheduled for appointments before they walk out the door, that patients understand new medications, and that caregivers know when and how to administer any treatment. These may sound like simple steps, but experts think they can make a huge impact in helping people stay out of a hospital bed. But with limited resources, Sharon Silo Carroll says hospitals will need to focus their efforts. She's a consultant with Health Management Associates.
The best strategy for hospitals is really to identify and target those patients that are most vulnerable, that are highest risk.
That includes patients who are uninsured, over 80 years old, or don't have family supports at home. And getting attention at home is vital because we as patients are quick to get shown the hospital door.
Before you're allowed to stay in the hospital and heal until you're ready to walk out of there and cook your own meals, and that has changed so much.
Ann Diefendorf works on patient safety issues for the Foundation for Healthy Communities in New Hampshire. She says every hospital in the state is focused on this issue right now, trying different strategies and communicating with each other what's working and what doesn't. That's good news for patients, but also good for hospital bottom lines, especially since Medicare readmission penalties are slated to rise next year. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.